At Hawksworth Blood Center, scientists Gregory Halverson and Molly Bell test for a genetic match.
And which ones are you testing for, Molly?
CE and CO.
CE and CO.
They are looking for the perfect match for sickle cell patients. There are 36 known different blood groups with well over 300 antigens.
Each one of these patients that we have with sickle cell disease, they've had a molecular genotype done, so that we know what genes they have and what antigens they should express on the red cells. And then we try to match for what they don't have, because we don't want them to make the antibody, because then makes it more and more difficult to find blood for transfusion.
It's a complicated process that Halverson, assistant director of Hawksworth Immunohematology Reference Lab, and others conduct. It takes about an hour to match what patients need once a month. Two of those patients are Charmel Walker's kids, 14-year-old Taryn and 11-year-old King, both students at the School for the Creative and Performing Arts.
To be normal, they get these blood transfusions to make them have their regular activities. Mm-hmm. So they play baseball, they play basketball, they dance. Just so that they can have normal, pain-free lives, we have to do this every 4 weeks.
Hawksworth works closely with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and that's where Taryn and King get their monthly transfusions. As Halverson describes them, they sometimes sound like alphabet soup.
For King Walker, we're matching for Big E, Big K, Duffy A, JKB, Big S, and JSA.
It's a similar story for Taryn. Hawksworth is matching for antigens that she lacks.
If everything goes according to plan and you do your job right here, then they should be able to get a lifetime of blood supply from here.
Hopefully, yes.
One way they do it is to watch for Hawksworth donors who are especially compatible.
We have these donors that we're testing, and when they're brought into our computer system, they're flagged as a rare donor. And we get a printout every day, and we can see what these donor units are, what their phenotype is. So we can select them out of the collections and put them in our inventory so that they don't go out to the random population.
It's crucial blood from these rare donors is kept separate because it's so critical for sickle cell patients. About one in every 500 African-American children is born with sickle cell disease. Hawksworth Chief Medical Officer David O says African-American donors often provide a closer match, but only 4% of Hawksworth donors are Black.
We really like to have African-American donors come out because oftentimes we have to provide matching for red cell transfusions. And different red cell antigens appear in different frequencies in different racial groups.
That's a problem nationwide. African-Americans represent about 13% of the U.S. population, but only 1% donate blood. In the meantime, blood centers make do.
There are actually genetic or molecular testings that we can perform, which should help us in terms of finding compatible blood a little bit easier in the future. And I think that's kind of where testing is going, and that's where blood centers are trying to emphasize.
Further down the road is manufacturing compatible blood in the lab. Halverson says Japan has already done it in drops, not units. He estimates it could happen in the U.S. in the next decade. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.